Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1789. The topic is nutrition, and the title is The Optimal Training Time for Fasting Diets. So, if you have a diet in which you fast for a part of the day, what I want to do today is to discuss a client situation that was similar to that, and the outcome that we had for how we can adjust their training time to make sure that it's actually congruent with the way in which they're eating. Essentially, what their struggle was is they had plateaued in strength and aesthetic change. They weren't really getting any stronger. They weren't seeing any aesthetic change going on, and it's been very frustrating for them. Before we talked, before we started kind of making changes and corrections, they would wake up at 6 in the morning and they would fast until 4 p.m. And they had an eating window between 4 to 10 p.m. They loved this structure because they have a very demanding job, very busy day. They always struggled how to eat during the day. It caused them a lot of emotional stress, a lot of mental stress. Just they never felt like they were doing anything right, and it was just always a struggle. So they came across a form of intermittent fasting, and they're like, hey, this would be great, is if I just don't even have to worry about food during the day. That would be amazing. And then I'll just eat all my food in the evening. And they also then felt like, okay, if it's a smaller window, if it's all in the evening, I can better control my calories and my protein and make that more consistent. So they did that, and they saw some great initial progress. They said that they did have to start to kind of rely on some caffeine in the morning, but generally they felt really good throughout the day. So they woke up at 6 in the morning. They started work at 7. They would work from 7 to noon, and then as quick as they could, they would get out of a phone call, out of a meeting, and they would train between 12:15 to 1:15-ish. So somewhere in there. They're lucky where they work has a gym, so it literally is like a 10-15-minute walk, not even, to the gym from their desk. So they could get out of the meeting at 12, and they could literally be in the gym at 12:15 and start moving. So they would train from 12:15 to 1:15. They would go back to work by 1:30, work till 3:30, and then they were done with work for the day. So they worked, in a sense, from 7 in the morning till 3:30 in the afternoon, but they got an hour and a half-ish break during the day, which they used an hour of that break to do their training. Then at 4 p.m., they were home. They got from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. to do family stuff, and then they would typically start wrapping up their day and go to bed. So that coincided with their eating window. So they would eat a little bit of food when they got home, then they'd eat with the family, then they'd snack a little bit before they go to bed, and it just seemed to be a pretty natural window for them to be eating. So why not just make that their food window, their eating window? When they started this, they absolutely loved the mental and emotional freedom that it gave them during the day. Absolutely loved it. They initially lost 30 pounds. They got stronger. They felt like they could see some more muscles, but everything started kind of slowing down. And now they've plateaued. They aren't getting any stronger. They're not seeing any aesthetic change. They do photo kind of check-ins. They have a very athletic background, so they're frustrated now, and they're trying to figure out more, so they're collecting more and more data. So they've been weighing themselves and been taking a lot of photos. They've played with adjusting their calories, their protein percentage. Nothing seems to be making a difference. And they actually feel more beat up than normal. Nothing is moving progress-wise, strength or aesthetics. They're super frustrated, so they reached out for some help. Now, when they reached out, I discussed with them that their workout time could be a significant issue. It could be a significant contributor to why they're plateauing in progress and recovery. They're essentially fasting from 10 p.m. until their workout time of around 12:15, so roughly 14 hours of fasting before they work out. So by the time they go to the gym, they have absolutely nothing in their body for fuel. They would have burned most of that off. And they have really nothing in their body to mitigate muscle damage or body stress during the workout, let alone after the workout. they don't eat again for like 3 hours till after the workout. So for 3 hours, their body's destroyed, beat up, and just sitting and waiting, sitting and waiting, sitting and waiting. That when their body needs food the most, they have the absolute least of it. They don't even have, it's not like they ate and then they're training an hour after their food window, where their food is still digesting. It's 14 hours later. There is nothing digesting at that point. So when their body needs food the most, they have the least. But then in the evening, they're eating. It's when their body would naturally need food the least is when they're eating the most. So it's kind of reversed. It's flip-flopped. And by then, by the time they get to their food window, their body is so far behind on recovery and self-care, it tries what it can to soak in what they're eating and start working on kind of repairing the body to get it back to baseline. But the recovery deficit is so huge at that point. They've already been awake for 5 hours before the training, running on fumes. Then they trained and just completely annihilated anything that would have been left and then sat around for 3 hours. So their body is absolutely destroyed by the time they're eating. It's basically as worse of a situation as a body can get on a daily basis. So the body is struggling to not only perform basic recovery, it doesn't have the capacity to actually make progressive adaptations. So I shared with them actually a recent video by Lane Norton. He actually had a video, I think, I forget how old it is now, like maybe a month or two, I don't know, somewhere around there. It's relatively recent. And he actually discussed this issue. There was a study, they looked at the effects of training time when in a fasted, non-fasted state. And the study found in several other similar studies, you know, depending on how lenient you get with the idea of fasted workouts. But a lot of studies in that recent study in that Lane Norton video said that weight change isn't really impacted whether you train in a fasted state or a non-fasted state. So you can change your weight. Like you can lose weight whether you train fasted or not fasted. There's really no difference there. But the quality of everything else is absolutely impacted. Your workout performance in a fasted state is worse. The adaptive stimulus created by the workout in a fasted state is worse. Your recovery ability is worse, and your body composition is worse. You'll have more fat and less muscle at the same body weight if you train in a fasted state than a non-fasted state. So whether you train in a fasted state or non-fasted state doesn't impact the goal of weight change, which is evident. They could see that they lost 30 pounds. But it does negatively impact training adaptation progress. It negatively impacts progression of strength and progression of muscle mass, which this client is absolutely seeing that. Those areas have just absolutely flatlined. They're not getting stronger. They're not seeing body compositional change, muscle mass change. So you're going to have more fat and less muscle mass, and you're going to feel weaker when you train in a fasted state versus a non-fasted state. The weight change, absolutely can lose weight either way. But the quality of the weight lost and how you perform during that process is significantly worse when you train in a fasted state versus a non-fasted state, and it's significantly impacted whether you train, like how far away from your food window that you train. If you train really close to your food window, you're not going to see much of those negative impacts. The further away from your food window that you train, the more significant and more glaring those negative impacts will be. So, my suggestion to the client was if they liked that fasted diet structure, if it lessens the stress they have from food throughout the day, they feel better focused at work, and I understand the emotional and mental benefits. I'm not going to, you know, suggest that they just like give all that up. You know, if that's a lifestyle that they love and it's given them freedom, hell yeah, let's embrace the hell out of it. But maybe there are some things we can do. We can try to add in a little bit of food intra-workout and post-workout. And that's what we've done. So we added a shake slash like drink before the workout and kind of into the workout. So they start drinking it at like noon. They drink it and get it done by about halfway through the workout. And then after the workout, they have another drink. And then they go about the rest of their day, wait till 4 o'clock to eat. So what we're adding is two shakes, and it's very minimal effort. Actually, they took the powders with them to work. All they need are the powders and water. And it just so happens where they work, they have a water cooler, so pretty easy. So they just mix they put the powder into their shaker before they leave their office. They fill it up with water. They start drinking it as they get into the workout. After the workout, they come back into their office space. They put a powder, like fill up the water. Then they put the powder in when they're back in their office, and they drink the post-workout shake. It adds maybe 2 to 3 minutes of time pre and post-workout. Very minimal. Very, very, very minimal. But the impact is significant. So what we're using pre-workout, we're using Nutribio Supercarb. It's a powder that has fast-digesting sugars like dextrin. There's fancy words for sugars. But it's basically a fast-digesting sugar, and it has sodium-based electrolytes. So it's going to help them kind of retain more water, which helps with performance, helps with endurance, and it helps actually like make the muscles a little bit safer because they're more hydrated, more pliable. So it's going to address like dehydration issues from being so fasted, as well as give them sugars for energy. So that's Nutribio Supercarb. We mix that with a scoop of Nutribio Whey Isolate, which is a very fast-digesting protein. And it's about 25 grams of carbs from the Supercarb, 25 grams of protein from the Whey Isolate. They mix that up, drink it, like I said, at the start of the workout into being done by at least halfway through the workout. Then post-workout, we use Nutribio Muscle Matrix Protein, which is a mix of whey protein and casein protein. Whey protein is very fast-digesting protein. Casein protein is very slow-digesting protein. So we don't want that protein to just get dumped into their system, and then all of a sudden they're left with nothing again. Since we're doing the protein pre into intra-workout, we can have the protein after the workout be a little bit slower digesting, cover more of that recovery time until they get a meal in, and that's actually optimal. So a mixture of whey and casein is actually great for them in that scenario. So those are the powders that we've used, and it might seem expensive, but it's really not. The pre-workout drink is about $2.40 a day. The post-workout drink is about $1.60 a day. So like, for example, that's the equivalent of eating a $6.40 per pound meat, which is not a bad price for meat, right? So it's $4 a day. And that will make invaluable change to their progress. So all of their hard work, all of their effort was being wasted at the cost of only $4 a day. Good God, that's going to be frustrating. Probably shouldn't have worded it that way. So I'm sorry if they're listening to this podcast. But it's a bummer. It's a bummer to not know that for $4 a day, they could have avoided all that frustration, all those plateaus. They could still be making great progress and loving everything. It's $4 a day. Oh my gosh. So if you hear that, like, oh, you know, they're taking three different supplements, it has to be like $1 million a month. No, it's $4 a day. And that's going to make all the progress they want. So, what can you take from today's podcast? If you work out in a fasted state, what can you do to minimize the negative impacts? Number one, the best thing to do would be to train in the middle of your eating window. I know that that takes up time in the middle of the eating window. You're going to be, you know, argumentative of that, blah, 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 blah. But that's literally the best answer. So is, you know, eat some, train, eat some, and then fast. So if you can, the best answer is to train in the middle of your eating window. The next best thing is to train right before or right after your eating window. So try to train and then have your eating window, or have your eating window and then immediately go into training. Train in or as close as possible to your eating window. That will be the optimal training time for fasting diets. Awesome. Hopefully that was helpful. If you're interested in this type of feedback in a personal way, you can get one-on-one coaching. You can learn about that on our website, www.brutalirongym.com. I do everything. I mean, I'll look into everything you're doing, give you the best suggestions, the most streamlined efforts. We'll figure it out. So if you're struggling, if you want to make faster progress, better progress, whatever it is you need, I'm here to help. Again, it's one-on-one coaching. We have nutrition-only coaching, and we have training and nutrition coaching, where I rate your diet, nutrition diet, and your training program. So all of that, again, you can read more about it on our website. If you have any questions, if you need anything, let me know. My email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. And if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.